you're holding daf ayin aleph from an aleph. Again, so what the Mishnah said, again, before the Mishnah we just had, well, if a person makes a neder, that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him, so if he makes it for 30 days, it's okay. He doesn't have to give her a get, he just make a parnas to somebody else to feed her during those 30 days. But if he makes the neder for more than 30 days, it says what? Yaitse, he should give a get. And he has to give her a tzuba. Now the Mishnah of Yudis said that for Yisrael, if the husband is a Yisrael, if he made a neder for 1 month, they should still stay married. Ushnayim, poshnayim means more than 1 month, then it's yoytsev eating ksuba. You have to give a ksuba. So the Gemara Sakash now, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer be Yisrael chodesh echad. That if the husband is a Yisrael, and he makes a neder against his wife, that his wife does not have any right to have any enjoyment from him, so it says if the neder is for 1 month, then she could take it, and he doesn't have to give her a get, but he'll appoint a mafarnas to support her in between. But if it's more than a month, then he has to give her a get with the ksuba. So Gemara asks, Haino Tanakama? Of course, the same thing the Tanakama said. The Tanakama also said, if he makes a neder for 30 days, is Yikayim, she could take it. Mashenkin, more than 30 days, then she has the right to get a get with the ksuba. So Yehuda is saying the same thing. He says, Chodesh Echad, the Chur a month and 30 days is the same thing. So first the Gemara says, Amar Abaya tell you kahanas osel hashminan. If Yehuda wants to tell us the Chiddush, if the husband is a kain, where the husband is a kain, then Rabbi Yehuda says, don't give a get so fast. Because if you give a get, you can't remarry her anymore. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush. Then in case the husband is a kain and he makes a neder against his wife, for 2 months, they should still wait. He shouldn't give her a get even though he made a neder for 2 months. More than 2 months, then he gives a get and she gets a ksuba. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush. The Tanakhama doesn't talk about a kain. If you adds on that by Eishas kain, then they have to wait 2 months. Rava says, no, I'll tell you, even by Yisrael also there's a difference. That the Tanakhama said 30 days. And if you just says, Chodesh Echad, 1 month. That is the difference. Rava Omar, Chodesh Molev, Chodesh Chosri, Gevanayu. Sometimes a month is only 29 days. So when a month is a Chosri, that's the difference. According to Tanakhama, you always have to wait 30 days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after 29 days, she has the right to get a get and get a ksuba. So the nafka mina between 1 day by a chodesh chaser. Omar Rav says like this, that's what the Mishnah says, if the husband makes a neder up until 30 days, he doesn't have to give her a get, but rather let him just make him a mafarnes, somebody else to support her. If it's more than 30 days, then he has to give her a get. So Rav says, the machlokes has been mefarish. When the husband made the neder, he spoke out clearly how long he wants the neder for. Avul b'stam. Let's say he makes the neder stam. He doesn't say a time limit. He just says he's making a neder now that his wife has no right to have any enjoyment from him. So then Rav says, yoytse li'alt of yitin ksuba. You have to give her a get right away, and she has the right to get a ksuba also. Even after 1 day, we don't have to wait anymore, 30 days. That is, when do we wait 30 days? If he says clearly the neder is for 30 days. But if he makes a neder stam, without a time limit, then right away he gives her a get. Shmuel Oman, Shmuel says, afilu b'stam, even b'stam also, lo yaitse, even b'stam, he didn't say a time limit. He made a neder, his wife can't have any enjoyment from him. Still, we tell him not to give a get, lo yaitse. Well, in other words, we still have to wait 30 days. Why? Maybe in between these 30 days, the husband will find the Pesach, will go to a Chacham to be matzah the neder, and the neder will go away. So even though he made the neder like Li'olam, so what? It's possible he could be matzah the neder. So therefore we have to wait till 30 days go by. After 30 days, then we give the get. So the Gemara says, well, if L'gulbei, Chodesimna, we had the same Machlokes Rav and Shmuel before. The Tanan, we had a Mishnah before. Hamader es ishtoi mitash meshamita. If a man makes a neder that he can't live with his wife anymore, he makes a neder mitash meshamita. So Beshama yomim shtei shabosis. Beshama says that for 2 weeks they can still stay together. If the neder is like more than 2 weeks, then he has to give her a get. Or Beisul loyomim shabasachas. No, for 1 week they can take it. If the husband made a neder for more than 1 week that he's not going to live with his wife, so then he has to give her a get. That's machlokes Beisul and Beshamai. Now, Vayomar Rav said on that also, that machlokes b'mefarish. Where is the machlokes b'Sila and b'Shamai where the husband spoke out clearly? He makes a neder for 1 week or for 2 weeks. Avul v'stam, let's say the husband wakes up one morning and makes a stam neder without a time limit. He just tells his wife, I'm making a neder now that we're not allowed to live together anymore. So then the halacha is, Rav holds, yoytzei li out of eating suba. The husband has to give his wife a get right away. They don't even wait a week or 2 weeks. And she receives the suba right away. Says, Mama, the same way Rav is saying in our Mishnah here. Now that our Mishnah says, wait a month, that's only if he spoke out, he's only making the neder for a month. But if he made the neder stam, I'm making an isra, my wife can't have any, she can't have any enjoyment from me, then we say he has to give her a get right away. So the Chur Rav said this one time. And Shmuel, my Shmuel says in that Mishnah before, that afilu b'stam nami lo yaitzei, no, even if the husband made a neder stam, he's not going to live with his wife anymore, without a time limit, still we don't tell him to give a get right away. We tell him to wait either the 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, or the 1 week according to Beis Hillel. Why? For the same svara, that Shema yimsa pesach l'nidrei. Maybe in between the husband will go to a chacham to be matter his neder. So even though he made a neder, stam, mizumashma, without a time limit, but no, we still tell him to wait the 1 or 2 weeks, because maybe be matter the neder. So who the kashra is, why do we have to have the machlokes two times, Rav and Shmuel, on our mission here? And in the mission we had before, it's the exact same svara. Samura says, no tzricha. We need the machlokes Rav and Shmuel two times. The Yitma Vihi, if we would have only learned the Machlokes now, Mishnah over here, where the neder is that she can't have enjoyment, she can't be fed from the husband. I tell you, Vihi, Koma Rav, no, forget, the Yitma Vihi means the one before, about Tashma Shamita when the husband makes a neder. He can't live with his wife anymore. I would tell you over there, Vihi, Koma Rav, Mishnah, Leashim, Mepharnes. Why does Rav say over there that if the husband made a neder stam without a time limit, the din is he has to give her a get right away, because there he can't make him a farness, he can't appoint somebody else to live with his wife. There's a chiyuv miser involved. She's an eshes ish. Nobody else could live with her. So there, since the husband can't appoint a shliach, that's why Rav is so machmir to say he has to give her a get right away. Abu Baha, Mashenka, now Mishnah over here, where the nether is that his wife can't have enjoyment from him. He can't feed his wife. If so, the eshev of a farness, it's possible, like we had yesterday's daf, that it's possible to make a shliach. Let him just say the husband, kol hazon, whoever wants to support my wife can go and do it. So since it's possible to get somebody else to support her, so it's not so important to give her a get right now, maybe we should wait out to 30 days. Maybe we'll be matter the nether. His aim and moidele l'shemuel, maybe I would have thought that in our mission here, by feeding your wife, Rav would agree to Shmuel, that even though he made a neder stam, don't give a get right away, let's wait the 30 days. Maybe in between the husband will be matter the neder. That's the chiddush. No, even in this case with the shayach and mafarnes, still Rav says, if the husband made a neder stam, we see how much he hates his wife, so therefore he has to give her a get right away. The yitma b'hor, if we would have only had the machlokes by our mission here, where the neder is to feed his wife or not to feed his wife, I would tell you, b'hor koma Shmuel. Maybe only in our mission does Shmuel say that even though he made a neder stam, we tell him to wait 30 days. You don't have to give a get right away. Why? Mishum diyev shebim afarnes. Because it's possible to appoint somebody else to feed his wife. So since it's possible to get somebody else to feed his wife for the 30 days, that's why maybe Shmuel says there's no rush to give a get. Let's wait the 30 days. I will be a he, but maybe in the Mishnah before, where the husband makes a neder, he can't live with his wife anymore. She's also b'tashma shamita. So maybe there, eimim moidele l'rav, maybe Shmuel would also agree to Rav, if the husband makes a neder stam, that means he doesn't say a time limit, that he can't live with his wife anymore, maybe then Shmuel would also agree to Rav, he has to give her a get right away. Is tericha, we need the chiddush know, before also Rav, Shmuel still says no, that we always tell the husband, you don't give the get yet. Wait before, it's a question of waiting 1 week, according to Beis Hillel, or wait 2 weeks, according to Beis Shammai. And the svar is because, maybe he'll be matter the neder. So we need the machlokes both places, the chiddush in both places. Tanan, learn to now Mishnah. Hamaderes ishtoi shloi titoin echod mikol haperes. If the neder was made, we'll soon see the case is where she makes a neder that she can't eat any more apples. And when the husband hears about the neder, he is mekayim the neder. He says, okay, let the neder be chal. So then our Mishnah says, yaitzei v'yitein ksuba. He has to give her ksuba right away. Mashma that day, we don't wait 30 days. we tell him yes, if you think suba. So Mar says, Vishlay Malarav, it's okay, the Mishnah according to Rav, Kan Vistam, Kan Bamaforish. Now the core of the kasher is why in the first case of the Mishnah we tell him to wait 30 days. We don't say to give a get right away. If it makes a neder that she can't have any enjoyment from him, there the din is to wait 30 days. And now come the second case in the Mishnah, where the neder was she can't eat any apples, we tell him to give a get right away. So according to Rav, it's very good. By the apples we're talking about where the neder was tam. There was no time limit in the neder. Therefore, according to Rav, where there's no time limit in the neder, the din is to give a get right away. And the ratio that says to wait 30 days, that's where there was a time limit. If the neder was that for 30 days she can't eat apples, that's okay. We tell her go 30 days without eating apples. It's not so gefelich. And afterwards, you can eat apples. So according to Rav, it's very good why in the ratio we have to wait 30 days. And in the case of the apples, the fruits, we give her a get right away. Elul is Shmuel Kasha. But according to Shmuel, it's a Kasha. Shmuel says even Bistam, even there's no time limit in the neder, still we tell them to wait 30 days before he gives her a get. Because maybe the husband will be not to the neder. Since so, why by the apples, by the fruit, do we say the husband has to give her a get right away? Why don't we also wait 30 days? So Mora says, Hochav Amayaskin, you know what we're talking about here on Mishnah, Kagoyin Chenodrahi. We're talking about now where she made the neder. The wife woke up one day and made a neder that she can't eat any more apples. V'kayim lo'ihu. And the husband was mekayim it. Usually the halacha is when the husband hears about the neder, he has a right to be made for it. He could say nothing doing the neder is not chal. Okay, it's not chal. But if when the husband hears about it, he says, yes, I want the neder to be chal, that's called he was mekayim, he made the neder strong, the neder is chal. So that's what we're talking about. Uksav Rav Meir holds who knows an etzba ben shineho. That the Chur Stam Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. And Rav Meir holds when even though she is the one that started off making the neder, like she said she can't eat any apples, but since the husband was mekayimit, he didn't say no. He let the neder stay. It's called he's causing the trouble. That's called who knows an etzba ben shineho. He's putting his hands in her mouth. He's the one that's causing it. So that's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. And the Reisha, when the husband makes the neder, there we say for 30 days it's not so bad. But here, where she makes the neder, he was mekayim it, this is worse. Over here, we say he has to give her a get right away. And Rashi says the difference is, if he makes the neder himself, maybe you'll find the pesach to the neder. But over here, where she made the neder, and he was mekayim it, so we see he's not going to find the Pesach for the Neder. So that's why we say you give a get right away. That's the difference so far. Later we'll see another difference. Now the Gemara Sakashi, is that true? The Sava Rabbi Meir. Because Pashtun means Rabbi Meir. Because the Stam Mishnah, Pashtun is Rabbi Meir. So if our Mishnah goes and the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds that when she makes the Neder, and he is Mekayim, if he says okay, even though she made the Neder, it's called he's starting up. Because since he had the right to be made for it, to make it nothing, and he let it stay, it's called he's starting the trouble. For the Gemara, is that true? Uksava Rabbi Meir, who knows an etzav ain't shenel? It's called like he's putting his hands in her mouth. Is that true? Uksava Meir, who knows an etzav ain't shenel? For your tiny, we learned like this. For Isha shenodra benazir. An Isha, a wife that made a neder, she wants to become a nazir, a nazira. For Shama Baila, the husband heard about this. For Loi Heifala, he wasn't made for the neder. He said, very good, go be a nazira. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimrim, he nos netzba vein shineho. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both say she's the one that's causing it. She put her hand in her mouth. Lefikach, therefore, him rotza baal lahofa yofer. That's for sure. If when the baal first heard about the nether, he wanted to be made for it, he could be made for the nether. But, v'yimomar, yefshe v'yishin adranis, let's say the husband was not made for the nether. The husband let the nether go through. And then later on he says, I can't take a wife that makes the Dorim. The locher is Teitzah, he has the right to give her get, and she loves the Ksuba, she doesn't get the Ksuba. He has a good time with the husband. I can't take a wife that makes the Dorim. Even though he was the one that was Mekayim it. So who you see, it's not called he's causing the trouble. It's like Remeya says here, she's causing the trouble. And a husband doesn't like such a wife. So who you see, the Remeya holds that it's not he that's causing the trouble, but it's she that's causing the trouble. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lezer, they're the ones that say, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lezer, Raimim, who knows an etzav ben shenel? No, since the husband had the right to be made for it, and instead he was Mekayim, he said, let the neder be, he's causing the trouble. Lefikach, therefore,
Of course, if the husband wants to be nefer right away and say nothing doing, the neder is not chal, not a nezira, he could do it. But if he didn't do that, he let the neder be chal, and later he wakes up and says, the yeshiv ishin adranis, I can't take such an ishiv that has the dorm on her, so he wants to give her a get, true? Good, give her a get, yaitse, give her a get, but vitek suba, you have to give her a suba, because you're the one that's causing it, not her. So the kid, so we see Rabbi Yossi is the one that says he causes it, and Rabbi Meir is the one that says she causes it. So it's not like our Stam Mishnah. The Chora our Stam Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, and our Stam Mishnah is saying he is the one that's causing it, not her. So we must have change it around like this. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudu, Aimrim, who nice in that? Rabbi Meir holds the husband is the one that's causing the trouble. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Aimrim, he nosna. No, she is the one that's causing the trouble. For the Gemara, is this true, Rabbi Yossi? The Sava Rabbi Yossi, he nosna, she is the one that's causing the trouble when she made the nether. We learn like this. Rabbi Yossi says now Mishnah, the Anius Shla Nosna Kitzva. In the case of an Anius where she made a nether, that she can't wear a perfume, so if she's an Ania, a poor lady, then we say she only gets a get if there's no Kitzva, the nether goes Lerlam. No time limit. If she in the nether war, she can never wear makeup, then he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. So, Hura, how could you say Rabbi Yossi says that she is the one that's causing the problem? Then she should not get a ksuba. And now Mishnah says clearly, in such a nether, the husband has to give her a get and has to give her a ksuba. So, see, clearly it's called the husband that's causing the trouble, not her. So, what's the Nechonami change around like this? Ama said better like this. Rabbi Meyev, Rabbi Yossi Yomrim. Who Nisin and Echnami, both Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, they both hold that he, the husband, since he wasn't made for the nether, he let the nether stay, it's considered he is the one that's causing the problem. Therefore, if he gives her a get, he has to give her a ksuber also, because he's the one that's causing the problem. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezda, Omrim, they are the one that says, no, he nosna, that she is the one that's causing the problem. Since she started off to make the nether, even though the husband wasn't made for it, the husband was Mekayim it, but so what? Who asked her to start off making the nether? That's Rabbi Lezda and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezda swore. Fred Gemara, is this true? The Saba Rabbi Yehuda, he nosna, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds she is the one that's causing the trouble, not him? For your Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Weimer, be Yisrael, Yemechot. If it's an Ashes, Yisrael, and she, in the same case where she made the nether, and the husband was Mekayim the nether, so after one day, he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. She see, the Chorus called the husband is causing the trouble, not her. Says Yemechot Yikayim, if it's one day, they should stay. More than one day, then the husband has to give her a get with the ksuba. So where you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds, he, the husband, is causing the trouble. So how could you say Rabbi Yehuda holds, she is causing the problem? If she was causing the problem, she doesn't deserve to get a ksuba. Say like this. Rabbi Meir, for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Yossi, and Echlami, all three of them say, Omrim, who nice saying? All three of them say the husband is the one that's causing the problem. Since he was not made for the nether, he let the nether go, he was Mekayim the nether, he is the one that's causing the problem. For Rabbi Lezer, he's the only one that says, Rabbi Lezer, why may he nosna? That's the way you have to be gurus. So only Rabbi Lezer holds, she is the one that caused the problem. The Intim Tzalayim, another territory is like this. Zugi, Zugi, Katani. No, you have to make Zugi, Zugim. And Amar like this, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer, Aimrim, he nosna, in Echanami. You have to, that's not Mustafa. When you have four people, usually it's two on one side and two on the other side. You don't usually have three on one side and one on the other side. So if it's better to say, attack, it's two and two. It's Zug Zug. Two says he's causing the problem, and two saying she's causing the problem. Which two are saying she's causing the problem in Echlam Rabbi Meir? Amen say Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, he knows no. So we'll soon have a kasha. But look who we have to say Rabbi Meir says she is the one that's causing the problem. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Yerimrim, who knows thing? That he is causing the problem. If so, we had a kasha, our Stam Mishnah, who goes according to Rabbi Meir. And now Stam Mishnah says that the husband is causing the problem. That's why he has to give her get an ksuba. So I tell you, our Mishnah, our Stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Not every Stam Mishnah has to be Reb Meir. Usually a Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. But if we have a reason here to say it can't be Reb Meir, Nechrami, so our Mishnah is not Reb Meir. Our Mishnah Taka says he is the one that's causing the problem. That's why he has to give her get on Iksuba. Reb Meir himself says no, she is causing the problem, she would not get Iksuba. Fred Zmar now, the Sova Reb Yossi, the Anis. That Reb Yossi says that the nether is that she can't wear any perfume. So she's a poor lady, and there's no kitzvah, there's no end to the nether. The nether was like Lailam, that she can never wear perfume. And when the husband heard it, the husband was Mekayim, says, yes, I want that nether, so then he has to give her a get, and she gets a ksuba. Alma, what do we see? Says, Baal Motzi Mefer. For it's a time now, how come the husband wasn't made for this nether? Mashmah, if the husband wanted to, he could be Mefer, say this nether is nothing. For a minute, I have a kasher on this. Eilu Dvorim Shabal Mefer. Not every single nether that your wife makes can the husband be Mefer and say it's nothing doing. There are lochas, which nether the Baal could be Mefer, and which nether he can't. But this is the klal. Eilu Dvorim, these are the Nedorim Shabal Mefer, that the Baal could be Mefer. Dvorim Shiesh Bem Inu Nefesh. Something has to do with Inu Nefesh. Inu Nefesh means it hurts him. It's painful to the body. Like Tashma Shamito, if she makes nether not to live with him, he could be made for that nether. That's called inu nefer, something that hurts the body himself, hurts him. Or else it says, im erchat, im layerchat. If I wash myself or not wash myself. Im eskashet, im layeskashet. If I put up jewelry or not. That's called inu nefesh. And Omer Rav Yesi, Yesi says, no, ein elu nidre inu nefesh. Rav Yesi says, no, that's not called inu nefesh. The elu nidre inu nefesh. Rav Yesi says, what's called inu nefesh? She makes a nether, mama, she likes starve. She's hurting her body. Just to make a nether, she won't wash herself, or she won't put up makeup. That's not called she's hurting herself. Rabbi Yossi says that's not called Inu Nefesh. And those in the dorm, the husband cannot be made for him. What's called Inu Nefesh, she's making pain for herself, and she makes a nether, she won't eat. She won't put nice clothing on. That's like hurts her. Perfume is not that bad. But did they survive and not